Hey, I'm Cassie with All That Matters in Triple M Rock News this week.
Hi, this is Angus Young from AC/DC.
AC/DC are still at the top of the Aussie album charts with their brand new album, Power Up. That's the third week in a row, and they're only 1 week off being the top spot for the longest album in the charts for 2020. The artist who currently holds that title is Taylor Swift. So if you haven't already, get your copy of Power Up now. And speaking of Power Up, the band have just released the official music video for their third single off the album, Demon Fire. The Mad Max-inspired clip perfectly suits the hard-hitting track. In the most excellent reunion of the year, the cast of Wayne's World have reunited virtually for a table read as part of the Reunited Apart series, over 28 years after the film's release. In the most We're Not Worthy moment of 2020, the cast was surprised by Queen's band members Brian May and Roger Taylor to talk about that opening scene soundtracked by the Queen hit song Bohemian Rhapsody. The scene and film gave the rock opera a brand new audience. Although the film was released 6 months after Freddie Mercury's death, the Queen frontman got to see the film and knew it would increase the band's popularity in America. Something Freddie had never seen coming, but always wanted.
He loved it. He just laughed and laughed. He was very weak, but he just smiled and laughed and said, yeah, how wonderful is that? And he'd been known to say, look, you know, I suppose I have to die before we get America back. But you guys did it. You got us back to a new American public. And Freddie was very aware of that. So you should know, you know, that he got totally into it and he went to the next place knowing what had happened and enjoying it.
That audio is from Reunited Apart, Wayne's World Reunion on YouTube. You can check out more about this excellent reunion at triplem.com.au.
This is Miley Cyrus.
We can't believe it. Miley Cyrus has topped the US rock album charts this week with her brand new album, Plastic Hearts. She's beat AC/DC and Smashing Pumpkins for the top spot. The once upon a time country pop star has reinvented herself and sound with this new album that includes rock royalty special guests Stevie Nicks, Joan Jett, and Billy Idol. Leading up to the release of this new album, Miley showed her rock roots, covering everyone from Blondie, Pearl Jam, Jett, The Cranberries, and most recently Hole, all getting the tick of approval from the artists themselves. She's also given her dad, Billy Ray Cyrus's mullet, a run for his money with her new look bleach blonde rock mullet. You can read more at triplem.com.au.
This is Peter Garrett from Midnight Oil.
The Triple M Network is proud to present Midnight Oil and First Nations collaborators in Makarrata Live, a unique concert event featuring music from their number one mini album, The Makarrata Project, plus classic songs of reconciliation from the Oils. The special themed show with Indigenous collaborators is to help elevate the Uluru Statement and remember their late bandmate, Bones Hillman. Midnight Oil frontman Peter Garrett joined Triple M Sarah Marie this week to announce the tour and remember the late Bones.
We didn't know how quick he was to begin with, and then when he went pretty quickly. He went on his own terms, which I think was a really good thing, and, you know, he's remembered well, but you spend more time in a band that's been around the period that the Oils have been treading the stage, and you spend more time with one another than you do with your partner, your wives, you know. So you do know people really, really well, and we're very close. We're brothers. So it's a little bit like losing a family member.
Makarrata Live is happening early 2021. You can get all the tour details on the Triple M website now and catch the full interview with Peter Garrett on the Triple M app.
Hi, this is Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton and Van Morrison have joined forces and are releasing brand new music. They've just dropped their fourth single with the creatively titled No More Lockdown. Yep, you guessed it. It's about lockdown. Their releases have been dubbed controversial because they've been protesting against the lockout laws. Part of their reasoning is because they believed not having venues at full capacity poses a threat to musicians' livelihoods. So they're giving any funds raised from downloads and streams of this new EP to help musicians get back on their feet. You can read more and get your copy on the Triple M website now.
This is Mike,
Sean,
and Jerry of Alice in Chains.
The Seattle Museum of Pop Culture has honoured Alice in Chains this week, and it was one hell of a gig. The virtual event that paid tribute to the grunge legends saw the best of the music industry perform from various locations in the COVID-safe event. The lineup is one of the best we've seen this year, featuring Metallica, Soundgarden, Corey Taylor, Anne and Nancy Wilson of Heart, Korn, Billy Corgan, Pearl Jam, Duff McKagan from Guns N' Roses, and heaps more. Kicking off the celebrations was Alice in Chains playing an unplugged set. The event has also raised $600,000 for the Seattle Museum. You can watch the full concert and check out that awesome set list at triplem.com.au. Did you know we're now on smart speakers? Ask Google for Triple M Rock News every week. I'm Cassie, and that's all that matters in Triple M Rock News this week.